For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Democratic lawmakers in California's Legislative Latino Caucus are introducing bills to increase transparency for detention center conditions. This comes after reports of unsafe drinking water and limited access to health care at multiple detention facilities in the state. The bills would allow the state's health department facility access to routine reviews of living conditions. They would also establish a detainee bill of rights, establishing safety and health standards. Democratic Assemblymember Isaac Bryan of Los Angeles.
And while we've put legislation on the table to hold ICE agents accountable, to unmask ICE agents, to stop our local law enforcement from moonlighting as ICE agents, what we haven't done enough of is holding these private detention facilities accountable.
California has 8 ICE detention centers. Lawmakers have until the end of August to vote on the bills. UC San Diego's police department will no longer participate in a federal grant program that provides millions of dollars for police to collaborate with Border Patrol. The pivot comes after reporting from our partner CalMatters revealed the partnership. Phoebe Huss has been following the story for CalMatters College Journalism Network.
After the CalMatters story published, students and faculty emailed complaints. They also called out UC San Diego's relationship with the Department of Homeland Security at multiple anti-ICE rallies. A university spokesperson declined to comment on whether campus police had left the program, but internal emails from a university vice chancellor confirmed the college intended to stop using the grant and had no plans to reapply. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office, which manages operations in the region, also confirmed that UC San Diego will not participate in future grant operations. For over a decade, the grant paid for university police officers to conduct border patrols along the San Diego coastline near campus.
Reporter Phoebe Huss with CalMatters College Journalism Network. The changes to Medi-Cal are coming fast and furious, but California funds a network of thousands of community health workers, also known as promotoras, to help low-income families understand health insurance options. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has more.
A few years ago, the state added these services as a benefit in Medi-Cal, which is the Golden State's Medicaid program. Mar Velez, policy director with the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California, says they're trusted bilingual messengers who can lay out the changes clearly.
Community health workers, promotoras de salud, are the lifeline to our community to be able to adhere to these new burdensome requirements. We need to ensure that they continue to be funded, protected from any state cuts.
Republicans in Congress passed huge cuts to Medicaid last summer and put the savings toward immigration enforcement and tax cuts. As a result, starting in January, people on Medi-Cal will have to follow new work requirements and recertify their eligibility every 6 months. California froze new enrollment for undocumented families starting last January. Starting next July, many undocumented families will lose dental coverage and have a new copay for medical visits. Nora Behil is a patient service advocate with lifelong medical care in Berkeley, trained by the advocacy group Visión y Compromiso. She says the immigration crackdown has many families running scared.
One of the problems that we have now in the clinic is that they don't want to come to be assisted because they are afraid that we are connected with immigration. People, they are afraid to be deported.
In addition, federal cuts to the SNAP program mean many low-income families are losing access to CalFresh food assistance. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
A new AP NORC poll finds that Americans are increasingly noticing the impact of extreme heat on their lives, and they say much of that shift is happening in the West and Midwest. According to the survey, U.S. adults nationally have begun more likely to say extreme heat has had either a major impact or a minor impact on their travel or vacation plans, electricity bills, their sleep, their family's outdoor activities, and more since 2024. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.